You're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio, the AV industry's leading podcast network. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you live from Orlando, Florida at Infocom 2019. We're located in the Peerless AV booth number 3429. If you happen to be down here at Infocom on the showroom floor, swing on by and check us out. I am joined by Will McDonald, the CTO of Starleaf. So, Will, I really appreciate you joining me today.
Thanks, Gary. It's great to be here. Haven't seen you since ISE over there in Amsterdam.
Yeah, it's been a couple months. Anything new in your life?
Anything new in my life or anything new in the Starleaf life?
You can tell me both. So Starleaf. Tell me about Starleaf.
Well, my bit of Starleaf is I'm moving to London, so I'm pretty excited about that. As part of our new initiative on driving sales and marketing more in North America than we have been in the past. So we've got a big focus in North America these days.
Okay, very good. And so for people that aren't familiar with Starleaf, tell me what Starleaf is.
Starleaf is a cloud video conferencing provider. We do a complete end-to-end cloud solution with meetings, with meeting room systems, with apps that do chat, file sharing. And the way we differentiate ourselves from the other cloud providers that are out there, because there's quite a few of them,
It's a busy market.
Becoming household names. So our big focus is on reliability and security.
Okay.
So we run our own data centers. We have Dell servers and data centers around the globe. We've got 16 of them. We don't rely on AWS or some other provider. In the meeting rooms, we have our own hardware. We don't rely on PCs, which are typically running Windows. You know, you never want to walk into a meeting room and see the screen say...
The blue screen
of update. So that never happens in Starleaf because we're running Linux on our own hardware. And we upgrade it from the cloud when we choose to. So you just end up with this much more reliable, much more stable, secure system.
Okay. And so your hardware-based devices, you said you can pull in apps and documents and things like that. How does that work as the end user?
We have our own app. And, you know, the model we've gone for is simplicity. So it does chat. It does file sharing. It feels a lot like WhatsApp. So it's very simple. You can make groups. You can escalate to calls, either one-on-one or group. You can dial outside. You can dial users. Very, very simple. You don't have to worry about channels and teams and sub-channels and groups. It's just one thing, just something users are really familiar with. And then in the meeting room, so one of the new things we're doing at the show that we're showing at the booth today is we're showing the new ways of joining a meeting. So meeting rooms, so there's two ways that companies run the meeting rooms. Sometimes you reserve the meeting room, and some companies have find a meeting rooms free, you know, the huddle room concept. You don't book them, you just find one that's empty and you walk in. Well, in that situation where you find one and you walk in, how do you, you know, it becomes a bit more difficult to get into your meeting. You've got to like find the invite, find the dial-in, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. So we've introduced two new ways of doing that. One is we've got a new content sharing device, which is a cable that sits on your table. It's a USB device. You plug it into your laptop and it does two things. Puts your content on the big screen in the meeting room, mirrors your laptop, and it finds any meetings in your calendar and puts a one button to push on the touch panel for those meetings.
Okay.
So that's one way. That's how you join with your laptop. If you walk into that same meeting room with your phone, you put it down on the table, close to the touch panel, it uses Bluetooth to detect your phone, and it puts the green buttons on the touch panel from your phone. So either one, get the green button, makes it easy to join the meeting.
So you earlier were talking about security. What if I accidentally set my phone down there? Is somebody else going to be able to see my calendar?
We're very clever about that. We put your name there, but we don't put the name of the meeting.
Okay.
Because, you can imagine how bad it would be if you had a meeting like talking to Gary about his termination.
And
you walk in the meeting and you see it on the touchpad.
Very good.
We avoid all that. So, okay. So that's the sort of things we think about quite carefully at Starleaf in order to ensure that, you know, the system really is secure at every level.
So you've already touched on, some of the things that set you apart.
Yeah.
But let's pretend you and I got stuck on an elevator. We're between floors and you have 30 seconds to a minute to tell me why I need to pick you over all these other guys out there. What would you tell me? Sum it up in 30 seconds. Why you?
Well, the key things are ease of use. It's got to be simple. Secondly, it's got to be reliable. And if it's you and me, the security is probably less important for you and me, but for the C-levels, the execs, the security is really important.
Sure.
If you live in a country like the US or Canada or Germany, those are the big ones, you really care about where your data is stored.
Yeah.
So we can actually bring our German customers to our German data center and point to the server that the data's on.
Here's it.
And so that's just another aspect of why we're a bit more enterprise grade than those other providers.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that's good. Less than 30 seconds.
Easy, reliable, secure. I mean, that's, you know, the functionality from one cloud vendor to the other nowadays is getting pretty similar.
Yeah.
You know, you've got big meetings, you click and you join, you have one button to push. You can join from Skype for Business or from Twitter. Like that.
It's tough to stand out in that world.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's our unique differentiator, is like that reliability. You know, we've got a 5.9 SLA.
Yeah.
And we've got ISO 27001 certification. That's the security certification.
Mm-hmm.
And like, no one else is doing that.
Very good. Yeah, I like that. So for people that don't have the luxury of sitting here on the showroom floor with us, where can they find out more about your products?
Well, starleaf.com.
That's right, simple there. Enough. Yeah.
And for the people that are at the show, I'd love to tell you our booth number, but absolutely. I don't know it, guys.
Oh, no. Well,
we're right down the road from your booth number. We're like 3 booths down from you guys.
Okay, so you're in the 3,000 block.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shouldn't be hard to find. Look for the logo, Starleaf logo. Yeah.
And come see how easy it can be to join a meeting.
Fantastic. Well, I really appreciate you joining me today. It's been a pleasure as always. Looking forward to talking to you again.
Hopefully at ISE next year, Gary.
Absolutely. I definitely want to be there.
All right. Thanks very much.
Awesome. Well, that does it for this episode of the Trade Show Minute. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts like this or check out any of our other Infocom coverage, you can check out the microsite at ravepubs.com/Infocom2019. If you're here in Orlando, swing on by the Peerless AV booth 3429 and check us out.